This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Lipid Chiropractor, GAPS Practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Would you like a healthier heart? I've often talked on the Good Day Health Show by myself and with Doug as well about heart health. I'm going to tell you something that may sound a little shocking, but Mother Nature has provided you with one of the healthiest sources of food for your heart. Here we go. I'm just going to say it. Eat a steak. I am serious. Eat a steak. I encourage my patients to eat red meat. Now, I know that smacks up against conventional wisdom. It can smacks up against the consensus that's out there right now that's not based on very good research, mind you. Because for how long since I was born in the 50s, since then, nutritionists, physicians, dieticians, cardiologists, diabetes professionals, whatever, are urging people to limit the consumption of red meat, limit the consumption of fatty foods, which they have touted from the rooftops will cause heart disease. But there are plenty of studies out there that do not get the playtime on evening news because these studies do not pay millions upon millions of dollars a year for pharmaceutical advertisements on these TV shows. And, of course, whoever pays the bill gets to decide the menu. And so these new studies completely debunk the conventional wisdom. It now looks like it's the low-quality carbohydrates, not saturated fats, that are driving America's heart disease epidemic. And it is high time to stop demonizing a steak. Now, when I say low-quality carbohydrates, I'm talking about the sugar-laced, sugar-filled foods that make up our diet. A low quality carbohydrate is something that mankind made. Mother Nature doesn't make low quality carbohydrates. Mother Nature makes carbohydrates that came from the earth. Some of them are healthier than others. Some of them we overdo. We way overdo corn. We way overdo potatoes. There's not a whole lot of nutrition in potatoes or corn. People like to eat them because they're full of sugar. They're full of sugar in the sense that they're starchy foods that break down quickly into sugar in the bloodstream and give us that sense of satiety and gives us that almost euphoric sense that comes when we eat a lot of these kinds of carbohydrates. But if the carbohydrate came out of a box, a bag, or a can, it's already overprocessed to the point where there's so much loss of micronutrition in the processing, and in place of it, sugar has been put in there to make sure that you want to eat it. I've often said if you were to take a bowl of freshly steamed green beans, organic green beans, mind you, with freshly steamed and just covered with a beautiful layer of grass-pastured butter with some ground sea salt over it, and then open up a can of green beans and pour it into a bowl and put it in front of somebody and ask them which one they prefer to eat. You know, it'd be rather obvious right out of the chute there as to what they're going to pick. Now, the reason I picked that, use that as an example is what came out of that can hardly has anything left in it suitable for human consumption. But the raw stuff, freshly, now cooked, now that it's steamed, so it's softened up a bit, is still full of vitamins, is still full of minerals, is still full of enzymes, is still full of the kinds of things that are necessary for human health. And it's the overconsumption of the canned stuff, the boxed stuff, the packaged stuff, the frozen stuff that has lost a lot of its nutrition that is leading to the heart disease problems, the epidemic of diabetes and weight gain. Now, the medical community, to this day, now there's warring factions inside the medical community, thank you. But they still, for the most part, frown on the kinds of saturated fats that we find in meat and dairy and coconut oil. The American Heart Association recommends avoiding red meat altogether. And if you're going to eat it, you should at least eat the leanest cuts available. Like somehow the fat on a piece of meat that you eat is going to turn into fat in the bloodstream. That is not at all. That is not at all what happens. The fat that you eat in your meal is going to be completely dissolved, broken down into various forms of fatty acids. A lot of it's going to be processed and broken down further into energy inside the liver. And the only thing that that makes the fat in your meal end up as fat in you is the complement of sugar you are eating along with the fat. And here's why. This is, if you don't remember anything else from today's show, I want you to remember this. When you have sugar and fat at the same time in the bloodstream, your body is going to go after the sugar. Now, and by, you always have sugar in the bloodstream. I'm talking about the kind of sugar that's going to be there because you ate a bunch of white bread, or you ate a candy bar, or you drank a soft drink, or you ate some donuts, or something like this that elevates the amount of sugar in the bloodstream. Now, the reason why that's a problem, and this is one of the things I love doing here on the Good Day Health Show, is these little points of information I think that are really important, is that when sugar and fat are present in the bloodstream at the same time, your body's going to go after the sugar for its energy because it can get the energy out of the sugar faster than it can get the energy out of the fat. The fat essentially has to be oxidized in the liver to release the energy from it, and some of it inside the cells as well. But sugar has oxygen built into the molecule, and it's easier to break out and oxidize that sugar than it is the fat. And so when you are eating these kinds of food, and this is why the Atkins diet was so effective in weight loss. I know it had some problems, but the modern-day Atkins is a lot better than what they started out with. But the keto diet and the carnivore diet, the reason you lose weight so fast when you're on these kinds of diets is because you're not eating nearly as much, for one thing, because when you have fat in your diet, you're satisfied. Your hunger is satisfied much more quickly. But also, because your body, when it switches over to fat for its energy source, will start consuming its own fat. And everybody by this time here, 2023, everybody knows somebody that has been on one of these diets, a ketogenic diet or a carnivore diet or just a real low carbohydrate diet. And not only was the dieter surprised, but family members and friends were surprised at how quickly they could lose weight. And when they continued to stay on that kind of a diet program and made sure that the carbohydrates that they picked thereafter were Mother Nature's best, they kept the weight off. Now, where did all of this stuff come from? Back in the 1950s, Ansel Keys convinced the public and the mindset at the time that somehow animal fats were bad for you and vegetable fats should be put into its place. And interestingly enough, as animal fats continued to be removed from our diet, butter went to margarine, and we stopped eating the red meat. We started eating chicken, or we ate some more fish. But we moved away from red meat. Interestingly enough, heart disease exploded. Cancer exploded. All the things that red meat were supposed to cause, when we stopped eating it, greatly reduced the amount of red meat that was taking place in our diets, all these other diseases just jumped off the charts. Now, these recommendations of getting rid, I think the federal national guidelines are suggesting probably 10% of one's daily calories can come from saturated fats, you know, like butter, animal fats, coconut. The densest saturated fat on the planet isn't even from an animal. It's from coconut. Be that as it may, I think they're saying about 10% of one of the calories. I think that's completely upside down. I think the majority of the calories in your daily diet should be coming from saturated fat. Now, these recommendations by the American Heart Association have never been supported by rigorous research. The idea that saturated fats cause heart disease stems from just decades-old observational studies. You know, the researchers asked participants to complete these lengthy questionnaires about their eating habits, and then they tracked their health over time. And they noticed that people who ate a lot of saturated fats were more likely to contract heart disease. That's true. But they concluded that the meat and the dairy were the root of all those chronic diseases, especially heart disease. Yet subsequent researchers, looking back at that research, found that in many cases, the data was simply cherry-picked. And more importantly, these kinds of observational claims are extremely weak science. In 2011, a comprehensive analysis of 52 separate claims made in observational studies concluded that zero, could ever be confirmed as a clinical trial with peer-reviewed research following it up. Now, what did I just say? I just said that most of these claims have come from people observing other people. And vegetarians, for example, have lower rates of heart disease. But is that because they have less meat in their diet? Or because they smoke less and they exercise more than people who eat large amounts of meat? You know, the observational studies can't sort these kinds of issues out. And something very important to consider and to look at. I want to say more about carbohydrates because that's the big battle right now. If it's not saturated fats coming from meat, why do we have such a high level of cardiovascular mortality during several decades where we were eating less meat? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. I just want to say that. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor that runs your body, controls all the processes of your body that you don't even think about. If you were to get up and walk across the room and come back and sit down, you are using hundreds of muscles to do that. But you never thought about any one of those muscles in order for you to get up and move across the floor and come back and sit down. That's this doctor deep inside you that's running your locomotor system. It's running your digestive system. It's running the nervous system balance between speeding up and slowing down, between fight or flight or rest and digest. It's controlling the immune response throughout your bloodstream, throughout your lymphatic systems. It's controlling the rate of nerve transmission. It's controlling what your skin is picking up. We think about the dew line, distant early warning of the radar all across the northern part of our hemisphere, you know, watching for things coming from the other side of the hemisphere that may not be welcome. Well, you have a dew line in your skin. It's called the acid mantle. The pH of your skin should be around 4.5 up to 5.5. So it's acidic. So that anything landing on your skin is destroyed properly without you ever thinking about it. All these processes, and I could go on and on with several more of them, the building up, the breaking down, the elimination system, your urinary system, your cardiovascular system, the pulmonary system, all these things are being controlled not by your DNA. Your DNA is just a blueprint as to how things should happen. Your DNA does not run your body any more than architectural plans build a building. The thing that runs your body is this life force inside of you that I refer to as the Forbidden Doctor, because the medical tyranny forbids you to know that this thing exists. They don't want you to know. They want you to believe that everything, that we go through life just trying to avoid landmines. And the people who are the happiest and live the longest are the people who avoided most of the landmines that seem to congregate to a heavier concentration the older we get. It's just nonsense, absolute nonsense, to the point it almost makes me laugh. So when I talk about the Forbidden Doctor, it's that doctor deep inside you that needs only a few things to operate correctly. It needs some micronutrition. It needs some macronutrition, carbs, fats, proteins. It needs the micro in the sense of vitamins and minerals and enzymes and other things that keep the macronutrition running. It needs rest. It needs a good 7 hours or more of sleep a night. It needs clean water. And it needs a social interaction with other members of our species and nature as a whole. And when we take care of these things, the doctor inside of us doesn't really have to do a whole lot because all the bases are covered. Now, one of the things that I've been pushing in this presentation today is choosing our foods. And our foods have been so politicized by different agencies and different industries. For instance, we don't call diabetes sugar diabetes anymore because the sugar industry lobbied to make sure people stopped calling diabetes sugar diabetes because that's where diabetes comes from. We've always known that. There's some other examples, but when I get back, I want to talk about why we need to worry about carbohydrates. And I'm pushing meat, I'm pushing fat. Well, what about carbohydrates? Should we worry about carbohydrates? Are there bad carbohydrates kind of a thing? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Coming up next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Looking humble and sincere, King Charles III has taken his coronation oath in Westminster Abbey in front of God and country. Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign. He also took a second oath.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
The CDC calling an end to the COVID pandemic, and now the FDA issuing a recall for COVID tests that may contain bacteria. More than 13,000 people in the Canadian province of Alberta have been forced from their homes as wildfires burn out of control. A U.S. F-16 fighter jet has crashed during training this morning near a major U.S. military base in South Korea. The lone pilot was ejected safely. No civilians were hurt. Corey Myers, USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. One of the most profound things I ever learned in my training in the nutritional end of my practice was from a fellow in Arkansas. And this was his specialty, nutritional research and presentations. And he started out his presentation once by saying, all of our nutrition that Mother Nature has intended for us to gain comes from the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom. And one or the other, obviously, is where we're going to get our nutrition. Now, we're not herbivores. We're not cattle. We're not rabbits. We're not horses. Where we, given the opportunity to do so, would just eat all day long. Cattle that are out grazing in the pastures have to eat all day long in order to get the nutrition that is available in the plant kingdom that they're eating. The herbs, the flowers, the grass, the alfalfa, whatever they're out there eating. They have to eat it all day long to get the nutrition because it's so thin. In the plant kingdom, thin in the sense it's not concentrated. For instance, regardless of whether you like liver or not, liver coming from a clean source, a 4-ounce portion of beef liver has as much nutrition in it if it came from a healthy animal as 400 pounds of salad. Yeah. Our ancestors understood this. Our ancestors were very big on having enough animals around the farm, around the home, whatever else. And most of the vegetables that they raised were used to feed these animals while they lived off of the animals. Now, I mentioned carbohydrates a minute ago. Well, then, if our nutrition is to come from the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom, what's the role of the plant kingdom in its real intrinsic sense? Well, you want to consider how the American diet has evolved, because the most recent government data is telling us that from 1970 to 2014, the availability of red meat fell off 28%. That's 44 years. And whole milk declined to 79%. And animal fats like butter and lard dropped 27%. Because of political pressure, because of advertising, foods that we have traditionally eaten before there was heart disease, before there was cancer to the degree that we have it now, based on CDC figures. When we took these things out of our diet, what happened? Because I've been talking about saturated fats. Now, if saturated fats were truly unhealthy, then obesity, diabetes, and heart disease should have fallen at the same rate that the red meat and the whole milk and butter and lard were taken out of our diets. But it didn't happen. Instead, these disease rates have skyrocketed, largely because Americans have replaced saturated fats with carbohydrate-rich grains. From 1970 to 2014, grain availability surged almost 30%. And the body converts these carbohydrates to glucose, thereby raising blood sugar levels, which over time can contribute to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. And the new research supports this. The largest ever analysis of diet, which included 135,000 people in 18 different countries, revealed that people who consumed high-carb diets were 28% more likely to die during the study than the people who took lower carbohydrate intake. And by contrast, those who consumed the highest amounts of saturated fats had the lowest rates of stroke. Yeah. Shocking. That's the pervasiveness of the food industry trying to convince us that we should eat their kind of food rather than what Mother Nature, over the centuries, the thousands, the millennia that we have been upon this planet, have lived off of. For instance, when they examined the mummies of the Egyptian culture, their bones are full of arthritis, they're full of joint disease, full of cancer. Even thousands of years old, these are in the mummified remains. When they would examine the bones of mummies that they found in the Alps that were hunter-gatherers, that ate meat where they could find it, bones were still as hard as steel. But that doesn't get played up in the evening news because the people who are paying for the advertising, as I said, who pays for the meal gets to choose the menu. Now, this by itself doesn't just contradict government recommendations. Even more revealing is a recent controlled clinical study on people with type 2 diabetes that was conducted with very high quality evidence, in the sense that the researchers from the Indiana University found that minimizing carbohydrates while encouraging fat, including saturated fat, actually reversed diabetes in 60% of the patients after 1 year. The diet also reduced inflammation. It reduced triglycerides. It increased the good cholesterol, the so-called good cholesterol, HDL, and all the strong indicators of improving heart and metabolic health. And there were additional research points in the study, specifically about the potential of eating red meat while decreasing carbs. Two studies that were led by researchers at the University of Western Australia found that substituting carbohydrate-rich foods with red meat increased inflammation and blood pressure. With some of my patients, I tell them, you want to get rid of the blood pressure, you want to lower the blood pressure, you can use drugs, but the side effects will take you out sooner than you want. But if you want to do something other than drugs, get rid of the breakfast cereal and eat eggs and bacon. Get rid of the fast food lunch and start preparing more protein-fat-oriented snacks. jerky, for one thing. Clean jerky. There's good jerky, and then there's really good jerky out there. Things like this to move your diet towards. And then be very careful what you eat at dinner. Now, when I talk to my patients about red meat, they're thinking about, well, then I can get back to a meat and potatoes type diet. No. I know that's kind of the Western meal or the American meal, but not everything that you eat follows the same digestive pathway once it gets into the digestive system. In other words, simple carbohydrates like baked potatoes are so easily digested and broken down that when you eat them by themselves, even with a fatty covering like delicious butter and some fresh ground sea salt and some fresh ground black pepper, I mean, my mouth's watering just thinking of a baked potato like that. But when if I eat that with meat, the meat has complex proteins, it has saturated fats that take longer to digest and break down than a baked potato does. So when both of these end up into the stomach at the same time, what happens? You know, the part of your nervous system that's picking up the presence of that carbohydrate in the potato is saying, well, let's move it on down the line. But another part of your nervous system is saying, uh-uh, we can't open up that pyloric valve. We can't open up that trapdoor into the small intestine because we have undigested proteins here. We have fat that we haven't broken down yet. We can't let fat in this condition get in there. This guy will have heartburn. He'll have bloating. He'll have gas to the point where he'll just about explode. So my point is, when you mix a simple carbohydrate with a complex protein and fat, you're going to get bloating. You're going to have an uncomfortable digestive experience. Now, younger people, teenagers, early adults, don't seem to have a whole lot of problem with that. But the older we get, when we're producing less enzymes, when we're producing less hydrochloric acid, that stuff can sit there for hours. And despite the wonderful taste of a baked potato and butter, despite the incredible taste of a rare to medium rare steak, I eat my red meat rare. It's grass pastured meat, so there's no commercial stuff in there. I don't eat commercial meat. The hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, and the massive amount of glyphosate that is spread all over the food that these animals ate before they were processed goes right on into the system. Glyphosate doesn't wash off with the rain into the ground like they tell you it does. It ends up in the food system. So I'm very careful trying to pick organic foods as much as possible. But my point being here, you need to be careful how you mix your foods. Now, you can have a salad with a baked potato, but when you start including complex protein structures, well, you know, sometimes you can get away with fish and rice. Fish is a very good protein. It's a very good source of protein and omega-3 fatty acids. Sometimes the digestive system can handle some rice along with fish. But that baked potato, you know, I could eat a baked potato today for lunch without even thinking about it. But you got to bake it, and that takes 45 minutes to an hour anyway, depending on its size. And who's got time to do that? So I'm not into potatoes much anymore. And what about mashed potatoes? Oh, brother. Oh, when I think of mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or through the holidays with coleslaw and potato salad, I mean, I love this stuff as much as anybody else does, believe me. But you need to be careful the source of the food, and you need to be careful how you mix it. Because if you have a big, beautiful, say, ribeye steak, and you eat it with a baked potato, you're going to get the nutrition out of that steak. And you're going to enjoy the taste of that butter-baptized baked potato. But when you mix the two together, you're going to have some serious digestive problems. Because the meat will keep the stomach closed up until you're breaking that meat down into peptides and amino acids, and all the time that's going on, that baked potato is going to ferment. The sugar is going to ferment and cause gas, reflux, heartburn, indigestion, things to keep in mind. I don't want to ruin your next meat potatoes meal, but these are things I want you to keep in mind. It's not the saturated fats that are the problem. It's the simple carbohydrates, the white bread, the biscuits, the cookies, the cakes, the pies that lead to heart disease, not the red meat. All right, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug and talking about some more subjects that we always kick around back between the two of us. At GoodDayHealthShow.com are all the podcasts that of all the shows between Dr. Ken and myself that have been going on for years that I invite you to listen to. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around with me and Doug, and we will finish out this week's program coming up next.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caladrin, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Cappell, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Another segment of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He invites me to go on with him, and I invite him to go on with me. So we have this mutual admiration society built around trust when it comes to information about food, when it comes to information about your health and your well-being. And I always invite you to go to the podcast that we have, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. One of the more recent ones focuses on chronic diseases that have increased dramatically in young people, the whys and the wherefores of that, on a Good Day Health Show podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You're still doing your Forbidden Doctor podcast, or is that basically your radio program? What's the
scoop with the local radio show now is taking that as it was before.
So how is, what's, is there a highlight of that? You still talk about the usual health foods and how to be healthy and all of that. But
They're all recorded there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under radio show.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. We've helped people, again, immensely, courtesy of Dr. Jack. Again, all the information is free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. Here's an update on food. This should be something, Jay, that we put into our Food Farm Family website as well. I was asking Jack earlier about evening primrose oil, something that I've been taking for a long time, but I don't remember what he told me about it. So coincidentally, he has been studying healthy fats. So what would be included? You said evening primrose oil is a healthy fat. So what's it come from? If it's
It comes from the plant evening primrose.
Oh, okay. Because it looks just like fish oil. I don't know that it tastes like it.
Well, it is. It's an important omega fatty acid. It's very fragile. It doesn't last very long. I mean, you have to be careful of the source where you get it from.
Yeah.
But
Standard Process that you represent, that's where I get it from. I get it from you, and you get it from Standard Process. Do they go rancid if you don't take care? Is that what happens to them?
Well, yes, because they break down quickly in the presence of oxygen.
Right.
So they have to, you know, it has to be kept away. Usually you get it, well, obviously in a liquid form, in a dark jar, you know, a smoky brown dark jar.
Right.
And you keep it away from heat. And I take about, two or three of them a week. There's other oils that I take more of, like tuna omega-3 for the omega-3 fatty acids.
Something else the standard process has.
Yeah, there's a blood test you can do to find out the level of omega-3 fatty acids that your brain desperately needs.
Right.
And most Americans are not getting the diet that promote good omega-3s. So I supplement with tuna omega, and I think I get that to you as well.
So you and Ken Kronhaus agree on the Mediterranean diet.
For the most part, it has
all the fats in it.
Yep.
Reverses depression, and so is, beside evening primrose, what are some of the other fatty, healthy fats that you want people to take?
Anything that is promoted as an omega-3 or omega-6.
Olive oil?
Well, olive oil is heavy in omega-9, but it has 3 and 6 and 9. All these good plant oils, not the bad things. You know, like soybean and canola. Those are bad oils. They will hurt you. You should have nothing to do with those oils.
Nothing to do with them.
Although they're in most of the processed foods that we eat.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're processed.
Yeah.
The way that they're processed, the good parts of the oils have been removed, and they're tasteless, which is what a lot of cooks and chefs like, because they want oil in their foods for frying or whatever else without taste, so that the taste of the actual, you know, the food that they bring in, the expensive stuff, isn't covered up by the taste of an oil, like olive oil will do. But olive oil has so many other ingredients in it, besides the good fats, that it's probably the healthiest oil that comes from a vegetable. The healthiest oil. And then all animal fats, almost all animal fats, are very good for you. Don't buy into this nonsense that, you know, the fat that's in a steak is going to end up in the fat in your blood. That's absolute nonsense. But it's sold.
It flies
sold
in the face of what you get from a lot of conventional doctors, though, for sure.
Yeah, well, the digestive system doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people, I can go off in the weeds here in a hurry. But evening primrose, black currant seed, any fish oil, these are all wonderful for the brain.
And you can get those from Standard Process through jack@forbiddendoctor.com. How's that? Jack brought to you in part today by Balance 7. Get it and balance your body. 800-793-9039. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.